From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. President Donald Trump returned to his assessment that there is blame on both sides after being criticized for such comments following the deadly violence last weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia. Trump's remarks followed a more deliberate statement he made on Monday in Washington. He praised his own controversial Saturday statement, even pulling it from his suit pocket to read it again. He also followed that recitation by angrily laying blame on liberal groups, in addition to white supremacists in Charlottesville, for violence. He said, quote, "There are two sides to a story," end quote. He also added that some facts about the violence were still unknown. U.S. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert said the United States believes diplomacy deserves a chance to resolve the current tension on the Korean Peninsula.
Kim Jong-un, we would like to have talks with him when the time is right, when they show that they are serious.
Nauert cited North Korea's two nuclear tests last year, as well as the two ICBM tests in July, as evidence that North Korea is not serious at this point. Kenyans continue to wait in suspense for a statement by opposition leader Raila Odinga. He has rejected the results of the presidential election announced on Friday and claims that the election was rigged. Odinga said his NASA coalition were scheduled to announce their next move on Tuesday, but they have instead released a statement postponing the remarks until Wednesday, given what they call the urgency and complexity and delicate nature of the issues being considered. This is VOA News.